This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Around the world, people count it down everywhere. 17.
16, John Johnson.
John 14. Johnson.
Really? That's his name?
I don't even know who the hell you are.
On Sports Radio 94, right. WIP.
Buckle four, in. We'll have a lot of fun.
Leon?
One.
We recording? Okay.
Go.
Wow, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to the WIP Afternoon Show. It's the same, but yet it's totally different. In for Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, and Jack Fritz would be John Johnson, Al Morganti, and Justin D'Orazio. Good afternoon, everybody.
John Johnson, what's happening?
How you been, Al?
I'm fine, no worries.
It's been a long time since we've worked together. Yeah. I mean, honestly, a long time. It's probably been about a year and a half, two years.
Yeah, shocked both of us still alive.
Well, it's nice to know I'm working with Al Morganti and Justin for the next 4 hours, for the next 2 days, as we are both in for the WIP Afternoon Show. And I'll tell you right now, this show will sound like the afternoon show, but yet it won't.
Okay.
They do have some signature segments, like they have their top five at five, which is ran by the producer of the show, Jack Fritz, and it will be run by Justin D'Orazio.
Oh, Fritz is the best thing on that show.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He runs the show.
He runs the show.
He's a bean and knows all the baseball stuff, and you see, they try to use him as a addition, but he really is the strongest part of the show.
Well, what if I told you our producer one-ups Jack Fritz?
That's not hard.
This is our producer, Justin, is a very integral part of MLB Network.
Ah.
So a well-connected individual in Major League Baseball.
Nice.
Around the league, as opposed to just here in Philadelphia. So we've already won up the afternoon show there. You, no doubt, the hockey insider, among other things. There's a lot we're going to talk about, and we're going to throw in some of these segments that I would do in my show, which is on 12 hours ago. Monday through Friday. So we'll have a lot of fun along the way. Of course, your participation is very important. Al, there's a lot we're going to get into. At some point, maybe even later on this hour, who would win in a fight between Nick Sirianni and Zach Ertz? Because we almost found out. We were a blow away from finding out who would win in a bout. Don't answer that. You know the answer to that. We all know the answer to that.
Okay.
But it almost happened. Does anybody, I don't know how many of you are aware of that. We found out about that shortly ago. And we now know the details of why they almost came to blows and who had to separate them. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened. Did you have a nice Christmas, Al?
Yeah, it was fun. When you get stuff now, it's all like you have to connect the Bluetooth and it never really works. All new stuff. And then you turn into like spend all day with... doing this, that, and then like the other thing. It kind of just takes 3 days to get everything set up.
So that was Christmas and then some food mixed in between.
Yeah, but, turkey, that stuff. It was good. I mean, I carved the turkey, all that stuff.
The turkey?
Yeah, I already went to the dump this morning, got rid of all the junk, open up real early, throw it in the back of the truck, and then bring it there in the morning so the raccoons don't jump all over it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do right after the holidays when you have a lot of food left over.
They're
everywhere. If it's not raccoons, people have mice, people have rats. And when you have that much food together at one time, they know.
Deer, like everything out there.
Yeah. So we are going to, that will be a part of the show. I'll explain why as the show goes on. Al, of the many things we discussed, the Sixers will be among them. The Flyers will be a part of it. Maybe even a little bit of Phillies, because we're still waiting on
nice
them to do something.
By the Phillies. I like the pitcher they got.
You like adding Lizardo?
I do. I think.
Does that fix the bats in the postseason?
No, but it's going to add to their pitching stat. I mean, I think a couple of years ago was pretty good. I sort of like the move.
It may even out because it may result in Ranger Suarez getting traded.
Well, yeah, now they got the agent there. He's gone.
Right, right. So we'll be talking about all that. But Al, I begin here.
Where?
NovaCare Complex. Eagles practice today.
Yes.
It's a Thursday afternoon. We are Friday, Saturday, 3 days away from the Eagles taking on the Cowboys and the possibility.
Dallas week, remember? That one is a big deal.
It is a big, well, it used to be a big deal. But
yeah,
Dallas,
well, now the Cowboys suck.
Yeah, they're better as of late. But yeah, they're out of it. It doesn't have the same meaning. But for the Eagles, it's very important because you can wrap up the division and maybe take off the final game of the regular season in preparation for the wild card round, since the number one seed's out the window now.
Yeah.
So here's what we know. They are practicing on the field as we speak. Mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni spoke about 2 hours ago. He didn't reveal a whole lot, but what he did say is that Jalen Hurts is still in concussion protocol.
Okay.
Now it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a stretch to say he's likely not going to play. On Thursdays in concussion. They don't have to say anything until Saturday.
Well,
officially.
I have to invoke my lengthy career covering injuries in the NHL.
Again, upper body, lower body, but this one we know is a concussion.
No. It has nothing to do with the concussion.
Why? What do you mean?
When the post-game news conference came up after the game, and the backup quarterback said the word ribs.
Yes.
That is a problem, because that is why you hide that injury, and it may be riskier to have him play than to have Hurts play.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
He'll get hurt in that game.
Wait a minute. Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
You're more worried about Kenny Pickett than Jalen Hurts?
I'm worried about, if you're worried about winning this game.
Right.
If Hurts is like questionable, like no doubt he can't play if he doesn't pass, but I think the question is, would you play him even if he passes the protocol just to keep it safe?
Sure. Right. Of course.
If those ribs are bad, you have to have him there.
Well,
if he's healthy.
And he was wincing in pain, as we know, against Washington, and then revealed after the game, oh, but I'll be fine. But that's adrenaline's flowing. You're in the moment. Check back in with him the morning after.
That is why you don't want to reveal that injury. I can't believe he said it.
Yeah. Yeah, he got them x-rayed testing.
I just know, as you know, sport that I'm involved with, if I know the guy in the face-off dot's got bad ribs, guess where the butt end of the stick's going?
Well, to the point you're making, the Eagles let us know without actually telling us anything. They signed a quarterback.
Yeah.
Ian Book.
Yeah.
Who? Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He was here for a stint before, but they signed him because clearly the ribs of Kenny Pickett are bothering him, despite what the Eagles may or may not say. So your order as of right now, assuming Jalen sits for a week, you have Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee, and then Ian Book.
Yeah, Tanner McKee.
Al, make no mistake, Sunday's game is massive for these most important reasons. If they are to beat the Cowboys, you wrap up the division.
Yeah.
You're locked into the number two seed. You get to take Week 18 off against the Giants.
Right.
It has no meaning whatsoever. It is a bye.
Yeah,
which is what's most important, is getting that
bye.
Why
you try to win this game?
Now that gets right to my point, Al. This week, since Sunday afternoon's game, I've been listening to many of our colleagues here, great callers to the station, that think the Washington loss wasn't that big a deal. We can quickly move on from it. Let's just move to Dallas. Wrong. The only way you should feel comfortable moving on from it is if they take care of business this Sunday. And for the reasons you pointed out, Al, combined with, let's be honest, Kenny Pickett's nothing special. Al, I'm going to ask you the question, which is what I'm going to ask everybody. Your level of confidence that a Kenny Pickett-led Eagles team this Sunday will wrap up the division against Dallas. Level of confidence.
What is the level? Out of number?
It's however you interpret it.
I'm confident.
You're confident,
even
with the ribs.
If he's healthy, if those ribs aren't bad.
Has anybody's ribs ever healed in 6 days?
I don't know what it was. I mean,
I don't think it was gas.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was just that cartilage thing, which I mean, I just don't know. I mean, you can wear a flak jacket, I guess, if it's that bad. But if it was minimal and he's feeling okay and it was just like a bruise type thing,
mm-hmm.
I think you should be able to beat... You should be able to beat the Cowboys with their... I mean, you're basically talking two backup quarterbacks, right?
That's correct. Well, so let me get a little deeper in it, and maybe your opinion will change slightly. I hope it remains confident. I understand that last weekend was a perfect storm of bad. And although Kenny Pickett wasn't great, everybody's like, oh, but he did a good enough job. I blame the defense first. They allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter. That can't happen. But there is something I'm not sure a lot of fans and maybe even some media are considering. The defense also forced 5 turnovers in that game, 4 of which while Kenny Pickett was the quarterback of the team. Do you know how many points they converted those 4 turnovers into? 6. Just 6. That's a problem. All they did was they stacked the box and they said, all right, Kenny, you beat us. And he struggled to do that. I understand there were some drops along the way. But he is a backup for a reason. What do you think Dallas is going to do? They're going to do the same thing. They're going to stack the box and say, all right, Saquon's not beating this. Kenny Pickett, good luck. If his ribs are not, I don't know. I don't know what percentage we want to go with for being that it's a backup quarterback. If his ribs aren't 100%, it's going to hamper his play, which is a huge deal. They brought in another quarterback just in case Kenny Pickett's ribs aren't where they're supposed to be. So that should tell you something right there. And here's the other thing. I hate saying this because there is not a franchise I hate more in the world than the Dallas Cowboys. Al, they've won 4 or 5. Their sole job now is to play spoiler. They did it last week against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is the one team I was worried about the Eagles facing in the playoffs. They took care of Tampa Bay. They've won 4 or 5, even with Cooper Rush as their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to sweep in a division anyway when you look at it that way. But, no, I still think the Eagles should beat them. I mean, with... Well, those turnovers that you mentioned,
Would you like to know Kenny Pickett's career touchdown to interception ratio? Career. How many touchdowns to how many interceptions he's thrown? 1 to 1. For every touchdown he has thrown an interception. Career. I know he's our quarterback right now, and we want to push those stats away. But the facts are the facts. If Jalen Hurts was the starting quarterback, I'd be like, all right, we're going to take care of business. It's over. But as of right now, it looks like Jalen's not going to play. He's still in concussion protocol. And the fact that they brought in Ian Book says something about the health of Kenny Pickett. It's a just in case.
So what's the line? Did it move?
I don't know if it's moved yet. That's the one thing during the first commercial break, I will check the line.
I would think it would be 4,
Micah Parsons is going to be licking 6. His chops to get his hands on Kenny Pickett.
Oh, he's going
to
be anyway.
look at his stats.
This is the place he'd like to put on a show.
Yeah, and another factor with this as well. We have been so spoiled by backup quarterbacks in this town for a very long time now. I don't know how far back you want to go. If you want to go Rodney Pete for that stint he had. But we all know, you know, the greatest story of Nick Foles. We've had Jeff Garcia in between. We had one of the Detmer brothers was good for a while.
Coy or Ty.
Was it Coy or Ty? Whichever one it was. They had their period where they were very, very good while they had to fill in. So because of that, we see things differently with the backup quarterback. I was not impressed by Kenny Pickett this past week. And if he's not
100%.
But the
one guy catches the ball, he wins the game.
I understand that. I understand that. You're right. But this...
Smith puts his hands. It's game over.
If Devontae Smith catches it, they get the first down.
Game
they milk
over.
The clock.
And what's
they
the storyline on the backup quarterback then?
It's he did the job.
Yeah,
but it didn't happen. Well, okay. So I will ask the question again, and we'll go to the phone lines. Al, your level of confidence, a Kenny Pickett-led Eagles team, and it could be an injured Kenny Pickett. We're going to find out shortly. We'll wrap up the division on Sunday against Dallas. 215-592-9494. Look who it is. Dustin in the Northeast is on WIP. How you been, Dustin?
Double J, how are you, brother? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Dustin. How you been?
Living the dream, man. Trying to figure out a way to sell some roofs in the wintertime.
Sell Al a roof. Al can probably use a roof in one of his homes. Al?
I already put one on.
Give me a call, Al.
How's your mom,
What's
Dustin?
Up, Al? Merry Christmas.
Merry
Al.
Christmas. Happy New Year, all that stuff.
Dustin, how's your mom?
Oh,
she
good.
Had
your good, good,
For
good.
Those who don't know, Dustin's mom, Suzanne, who calls WIP, she recently had, it was her hip, right, Dustin?
Yeah, so she broke her hip, and then the screws that they put in started to migrate. So they were shifting out of the. They put three of them in, and two of them were migrating out of the. So they were. It was jagging out of her bone into her skin. She was in pain 24 hours a day.
How is
she? She's doing good, dude.
Good.
She's doing good. She's got the seventh grandkid.
Oh, my God.
2 weeks ago. So, you know, living the dream, man.
Keep her off the roof.
I know, right? I told her. She got to stay away from me.
All right, Dustin, let's start here. Your level of confidence that Kenny Pickett can lead the Eagles to a victory on Sunday.
Well, before I get to my sports, before you let me go, I got a snack for you. You know how I roll.
Okay, good.
So my level of confidence in him is high. And I think that it is the same reasoning I feel confident about Saquon this year. When was the last time Kenny Pickett was ever on a fully rounded team the way he is with this?
I don't think ever. So maybe college.
Exactly.
I mean, Pittsburgh was a team rebuilding.
Exactly. So I think, you know, we don't need a lighting on the world Kenny Pickett. You know, the double gloves bothers me, and he has all the stereotypes of why he's not an NFL quarterback.
Right.
But he's on a team right now that is one of the better Philadelphia Eagles teams that they've ever put together. And like, I think regardless, and people are not going to like this, but regardless of if Jalen is good to go or not good to go on Sunday, I do not think you play that man. You do not. We saw last week how important he is for this team. Come playoff time, hey, listen, Kenny Pickett's going up against the Cowgirls, and then we got the Giants in the last week, right?
Yeah.
He ain't going up against a world-class defense. He can go out and get us the wins that we need. I do not need a Jalen Hurts on the bubble going in the playoffs. You rest the man. You let his head get straight. We already saw what he can do. Now, John, getting back to last week, and why you're absolutely right. It was a I'm trying to think of the words. Horrible.
It was a mess. Yeah, it was a bad game.
But at the same time, you got to realize they can't run the RPOs with him. You can't have Kenny Pickett mobile in the pocket. They're not used to that. They had to come up on the fly, 3 minutes into the second quarter, and for the rest of the game, they had to figure it out. It was horrible. It looked horrible. It looked like the backup was in the game, and that's not an Eagles team that we got.
Well, maybe I should be – well, to jump in, maybe I should be asking you this, because you know what Dallas is going to do. They're going to do the same thing that Washington did. They're going to stack the box and say, all right, Saquon's not beating us, so Kenny Pickett's got to do it with his arm. You think he can?
Yes, I do think he can. He should have beaten the Washington Commanders last week. We should have beat them. Mm-hmm. We had Devontae Smith. And it's the cliche saying, because he said after the game, but when the hell have we ever seen Devontae Smith? We saw some of the most ridiculous catches. That was one of the walk in the parks. He was thinking about getting in the end zone before, and he dropped the ball. He screwed up. He admitted it. It was all around last week. They should have smoked that team. JJ, you know that.
And after the first quarter, we thought it was over. It was 21-7. But then they only scored 12 points the final three quarters. And that's where my concern jumps in a little bit. And you're right. Of course, Kenny Pickett had to jump into a game. He's got to improv. His head was probably one massive gray cloud because he's just trying to do what's necessary. But at the same time, the play calls by Kellen Moore, it's as if they were designing them for Jalen Hurts. So there was no slight accommodation for what Kenny Pickett can and cannot do.
Well, you ready for this one, John?
All right.
Now this is for all the Eagles fans that was always bitching and moaning about our offensive coordinators. Now we got an offensive coordinator that we all like. Let's see what kind of changes he makes us.
Mm.
And let's see if we really got the right offensive coordinator for him. We saw what he can do with Jalen, but it's football. I mean, Al, you know, the only other tougher sport is hockey.
Oh, it's
These
way
guys
tougher,
are going
yeah.
out and they're getting killed every single play.
Oh, yeah, so, no loan management either.
Dustin, speaking of load management, did you, during your Christmas festivities at the house and there was the NFL on, you watched the Sixers too, didn't you?
Oh, you're damn right I did. And John, like I talked to you a couple weeks ago, I was out on them. I feel like, now my dad's going to be mad because I know he's listening.
Oh,
what
no,
movie
what?
Is it? Every time I try to leave, they pull me back in.
What, The Godfather?
Baby. Oh, dude, the Sixers, when I see performance like last night, dude, it just pulls me back in. Think about this, John. If we had Jaron McCain out there.
Don't do it. It was one game. You know, you see what you're doing to yourself? Go ahead.
I know. I don't even want to waste my time with them. Let's get to the real gravy here.
All right.
Yeah. You know how Hers does, like, the special chips every whatever?
Yeah. And I love sampling them. They taste very close to the real thing that they are trying to replicate.
You know I love my barbecue chips. Al, never tried Doritos barbecue. JJ, I'll let you know.
Yeah, they're delightful.
The Hers has pulled pork barbecue chips. John, I am telling you.
Pulled pork barbecue chips.
Pulled pork barbecue chips, dude. Unbelievable.
I'm going to have to. Dustin, always a pleasure, man. I got to look into this. Al, something that I don't know if I should do it or not. So you'll be the first person I'll ask. So the afternoon show always likes to have fun playing audio clips of me doing Snack of the Night. It's like the one way I honor our great
jealous.
Friend Big Daddy.
Jealous.
Is that what it is? It's jealousy? It's
yeah. A form of flattery. The afternoon is Spike and Ike and Jack.
Yeah. Well, they play audio bites all the time like the ones you just heard.
Right.
I was thinking about doing a Snack of the Afternoon because I'm in 3 days for them next week as well. And whether it's maybe I'll do a snack later on today. We'll see how the flow of the show goes because I got to get used to these break times. They're different than my show. But at the very least next week, I was thinking about doing in the 3 days that I'm in for them a snack, one each day, that represents the personality of each of the three hosts. Like for example, I'm in for them Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
What are you going to have for Spike? A Slim Jim?
See, now we're talking. Brilliant, Al. Well, I don't know if that represents... Well, maybe it does. I was thinking about maybe I could do like a vegan snack to represent Spike because he talks all the time about being vegan.
Oh, he's a vegan?
He's a vegan. Like, what kind of snack could I do that would represent Fritz?
Fritz?
That's a tough one.
A hot dog, a baseball hot dog.
But I want to mock them while I'm eating it.
A Graham Slam.
Should I do, I don't know, I'm thinking of the names of the candies or the texture, the flavors. Is he sour? Can I do like a sour candy? Would that represent Jack? Or no?
I don't know. It's a tough to
see. Airheads. Is that well? Let's think about that for a little while. All right, 215-592-9494.
Maybe some parsley.
Why parsley?
It's just kind of there.
All right, Tom in Alabama. I see. Oh God, Cowboy Jim calling from Hawaii. What's he got the right number? Is he trying to? What's his problem? Mike in Summerdale. I see Clifford Lentz, the NASA correspondent for WIP. Everybody on hold. Stay right there. All your calls are coming up. It's myself and Al Morgani filling in for the afternoon show today and tomorrow. Justin D'Orazio engineering. The Twitter poll question will be introduced on the other side as well. Stay right there. It's 223.
I so agree.
Yeah, it's everything.
I don't know if you know this, but I love working with Justin when we do the wee
he
hours of
like
the morning.
Working with you, but I mean, it's one way street.
Well, I didn't ask his opinion. It's all my opinion.
Well, that's why I didn't like working with you.
One thing that's great about working with Justin, he has very eclectic musical taste.
Yeah, and he likes a lot of stuff too.
Right, it covers multiple decades. Like he knows what happened before he was born.
Yeah,
unlike
me too.
The regular producer
the
of the
Southwest
afternoon show.
Yep.
All right. Are you guys going to sing Creed at 5:30?
Oh, no.
Hell no.
No Creed.
The most overrated band of all time?
Oh, no, I like
Hell
Creed.
Hell no.
You know, John, when Brody covered for you, I got Brody to do Snack of the Night because that's what the audience expects in that time slot. And I think that this audience expects Creed at 5:30.
But didn't that like start like 2 weeks ago they started doing that?
They
though?
Started that like a month ago.
Well, that's not very long.
Long enough that people
get back
tweet
to me
them about it.
If they do it 6 months, Creed, sing Creed?
No,
for...
they sing it. They sing it. You've never...
When you say they, is it all three of them?
All three of them.
What?
And they do it at Chickie's, too.
Yeah, and they had, what's his name?
Who
sang with them?
Who did?
Somebody else sang
Brandon
with
Graham?
TK.
Oh, no.
I don't believe
TK
that.
TK doesn't even like music.
No way he did that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
I haven't heard
TK,
that.
No, they, and they shut everybody else's mic off and let him hear his bleed through.
He's probably looking up the lyrics on his computer.
Oh, no. All right, well, welcome back to the Afternoon Show. John Johnson, Al Morgani filling in for the guys, as well as Justin D'Orazio. They're off the rest of the week and most of next week. They're in at least one day next week. I think it's Monday.
Thank God.
Well, no. We're going to have all kinds of fun talking about them these next 2 days.
Okay.
All right. So, you know the main topic that I want to discuss with you, and that's your level of confidence that a Kenny Pickett-led Eagles team.
Level, that's 21 Pilots.
Should I say confidence or concern?
Well, then you can have music. You can have the song, Level of Concern.
Yeah, but most people don't know that.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, your level of, concern.
Yes.
That a Kenny Pickett-led Eagles team will wrap up the division on Sunday against Dallas. By the way, they are practicing as we speak. No Jalen Hurts.
Nope.
No sign of Jalen Hurts whatsoever.
That's a bad sign if you're a gambler.
Kenny Pickett is participating. However, he has extra padding in the rib cage area. So, obviously, the ribs, I assume, are bothering him as much as it is precautionary.
I wonder if he got told, what the hell are you doing yapping about your ribs after the game?
I'd be willing to bet he did.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe when he answered.
Yeah. So we'll monitor that. But he is practicing, as well as Tanner McKee. If I'm following along on social media, Tanner McKee is getting a decent amount of snaps as well.
Yeah.
So we'll get into this more, the more information
People
that comes out.
People be yelling for him by the middle of the first quarter.
Boy. Well, then that goes to my question. Now, to include with that, is the Twitter poll question. The Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com.
Yeah, you can still give the ring. In fact, if you give it the day after Christmas, you don't have to give it back because it's not a Christmas gift. You can get it back.
But no. If you're the...
Yeah. If you give it on Christmas,
right.
You don't get it back. Wait till the 26th.
Yeah, do it the day after.
Yeah,
much
so
better.
Today, yeah,
if there's a breakup, you get the ring back.
Yeah, bring her out to... dinner tonight and give her the ring. And if it doesn't work out, you get the ring back.
All right. Keep that in mind. Oh, my God. Apparently the audio file of me is pretty, it's almost morbid. It's morbidly obese, the size of the file.
Shut the hell up and do what you're supposed
to
do.
All right, John, I'm moving on here. My Twitter poll question.
Yeah.
Al.
Yo.
Yesterday was Christmas.
Yeah.
And whether you celebrated or not, there were some sports on, professional sports.
I watched, yes.
Typically... Christmas is like the introduction of the NBA season. In their eyes, it's their day. This is where the season starts.
Did you notice the promos for the NBA who was missing?
No.
Embiid. When they did the promo, they had the little caricatures for all the
Sixers,
teams.
For Sixers, Celtics.
For all the teams.
Okay.
They had all the teams that were playing. They had all the different players.
Did they use any other Sixers?
Maxi.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Al, why do you wait so long to put out a nugget like that? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I knew, because I said, are they going to dare? Is it too written? I mean, because if you put him on there, it opens it up for criticism. Like good chance you're going to see him. What's the chance? It's like.
So even the league won't even promote him,
no,
like that.
No, yeah.
All right. Well, so there were multiple NBA games, including the Sixers and Celtics.
Right.
The Sixers had their best game of the season, for those who watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the NFL said, screw everybody. We're putting games on Christmas, even though it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they were both
Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
So the Twitter poll question is, moving forward, Christmas should be more about the NBA or NFL moving forward. The very reason I bring this up is because one of the games yesterday featured the Lakers and LeBron James. And the Lakers had a nice win. I didn't see the whole performance. But afterwards, LeBron James was being interviewed, and he said this.
I love the NFL, but Christmas is our day.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked away.
Right.
I love the NFL, but Christmas is our day. Al, you get the first vote on this Twitter poll. Moving forward, is Christmas more about the NBA or the NFL? If the NFL says, screw it, we're putting games on every Christmas moving forward.
The NFL.
It is the NFL.
There's no day you wouldn't vote that. 4th of July, Memorial Day, doesn't matter. If you had the choice to watch, let's face it, I mean, it is nice to verbally say you like enjoying your family, but the fact of the matter is you want something on TV to get yourself out of the situation, and it's much better to have a football game on, because actually there's a chance that the other people watching know something and know some of the players who are playing. Whereas the NBA, you got to be an NBA fan, and the honest to God truth is the NBA is bleeding fans quickly in terms of people who know what's going on with the teams besides their own team.
Would you, Al, this isn't a Twitter poll, but I got to ask you.
Yo.
I mean, everybody knows where you were born and raised, you've been in Philadelphia for a long, in the Delaware Valley for a long time now. Sixers Celtics has such a history. I know it's not what it once was, but it was one of the marquee games yesterday.
Right.
Did you watch more NFL or Sixers Celtics yesterday?
I watched more NFL.
Wow.
And that was on Netflix.
Cow.
It was not. I mean, some people don't get Netflix, but
you have to go out of your way to find it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched some. I thought it interesting. I thought that Sixers game was. You could have viewed that game from different viewpoints. One from the Philadelphia viewpoint, one from the Boston viewpoint.
Yeah.
So where would you think the turning point of that game was?
Where?
It was when Maxey came down and yelled at the Boston bench to take what's-his-name out of the game because he was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's yelling, coming down, says, get him out of the, what did he say, get him out of the game?
Get him out of the game.
Get him out of the game. I mean, how embarrassing is that if you're a Celtic? That they have somebody on the floor, that somebody on the other team is yelling, get the JV off the floor.
Holy cow, man.
Get the JV. They're in Boston, and he's yelling to get the JV out of here.
The fact that you watched more NFL than Sixers Celtics, that's the bigger story to me.
Well, the Chiefs were on.
Moving forward, regardless of what day Christmas falls on, do you think the NFL will put games on Christmas?
Yeah.
Because of, and I'm sure the ratings were outrageously good.
Well, it's tough to tell. It's Netflix.
They
so,
go I mean, by number of people streaming. I mean, they can put a more precise number, actually.
I guess, but they, you know, made a fortune, I'm sure. And there were ads, right?
Yes. Yeah, so they're regular commercials.
Yeah, and there were big halftime shows or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Beyonce was like 30 minutes long.
Well, there's nothing going to compete. Well, you know what? Beyonce, I mean, she's good, but you know who's, Rihanna's better.
What? No, Rihanna. Rihanna.
She's better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. I don't care. Well, what are we talking about here? I don't care about that. I'm just talking about the sport. I don't care about the halftime show. Although
either.
It was okay. It was okay.
All right. Blackbird.
Rihanna performed her halftime show pregnant.
Yeah.
That's true.
How impressive
that's
she
right.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She one-upped. You know, beforehand.
No load management there.
All right. Well, anyway, please vote. Add a comment if you would like. Moving forward, Christmas should be more about the NBA or NFL. You got to go to my Twitter handle, at John Johnson WIP, because Fritz has locked up the afternoon show account. No one has access to it other than Fritz.
What do you mean?
And he's not giving it away. So the afternoon, everybody, you know, all the shows have their own Twitter accounts.
Okay.
And the afternoon one, to my understanding, Jack is the only one who has access to it. So unless Jack posts it, we have no way of doing it. So we got to use our own personal accounts.
Oh. Huh.
Big time.
Huh. Somebody ought to lock him in the basement of an appliance store.
That would be correct.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Alabama's on WIP. What's going on, Tom?
Wow, the tag team champions are back together.
How we been, Tom? How was your holiday?
Fine. How about you?
I can't complain.
Al, it's great to speak to you. It's been way too long. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. I know it's been a while. It was long, long overdue. You're doing a hell of a job. I watch you on the intermissions, and I love you, brother.
Thank you. I just sit there. Ashland does all the work in Hartnell. I just kind of sit there.
I hear you.
All right. Tom, let me get right into this here. Your level, I had to rephrase the question, just change a word for Al. What is your level of concern that a Kenny Pickett with clearly some type of rib issue, a Kenny Pickett-led Eagles team will wrap up the division on Sunday?
Well, there's a concern. I mean, if it's an issue, he doesn't need to be in there. They need to put McGee in there, is what I think. I know it's the unknown and everything, but, you know, he should have a lot. But, you know, he's going to play Pickett this time, unlike the other day. Mm. And, you know, he's going to get reps all week. And so, you know, he's going to be in a lot better position than he was last week when he was just thrown in. I mean, like, and we talked about before, John, he didn't do bad, you know. He put them in position to win because, you know, if Smith catches that ball, you know, they more than likely win.
Sure. But something that, like, obviously we were only together the one day this week during the normal time I'm on, so we didn't get into the whole, they scored 21 points in the first quarter, and then the final three quarters they only scored 12. And mixed in there were four turnovers created by the Eagles defense, even though they had that bad fourth quarter. So that, I know you're making the point that he was thrown into the game. He's only going to do what he can do. He didn't expect to be thrown into a game. But I can't just overlook that and think, that'll never happen again.
Well, I mean, that's where it hurts. The dual threat between his legs makes it so much different than anybody else in there. I don't care who you put in there. And with Barkley combined, you know, with the RPO, the play fake with Barkley, and then the check down. I mean, there's so many different things that Hurts brings to the table that nobody else does. I don't care who it is. You know, I even suggested, John, I think it's impossible, though. I thought that Atlanta had totally released Kirk Cousins, that they just pick him up for the playoffs just in case Hurts was to get injured or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd have a snowball's prayer, if nothing else, then to possibly make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what makes, Tom, this game all the more important. Like, we know they're in the playoffs. It's not about that. But if Kenny Pickett's ribs are bothering him and it hampers his performance, or he's simply not good enough because Dallas knows what's coming and they prepare properly, and you end up losing, that means you got to play all your starters in Week 18 against the Giants to wrap up the division. So guys like Saquon, who already have a career number of touches, Jalen Hurts, you may have to put him out there, and you may say, man, it would have been nice to give him another week off. Now you're going to have to play him. Like, the consequences of not winning Sunday are a huge deal.
Well, yeah, they need to win Sunday and go ahead and wrap it up so everybody can get that rest and the week off. But I think the Giants, John, if it comes down to that, are going to try to do everything they can, as bad as they are, to lose, too. So can you imagine if they beat them and they got out of the number one pick, if they beat the Eagles like
that?
Well,
no, we know that's not going to happen. It's not. We know that there's no chance in hell that the Eagles would ever lose to the Giants if they're trying to beat them. Tom, do you have something for Al and the Flyers?
Yeah, I like Tortorella with them right now, but I think eventually they're going to have to get another coach once they develop out. How many players do you think they are away from, getting to that next level, would you say?
If you're asking a Stanley Cup contender, probably two.
Two players.
You need another center. You need a centerman, and you're probably going to need a goalie.
Yeah. Two massive positions.
And they had the goalie. They would be so far ahead if they still had the goalie.
And Al, just to show you how much I love you and how much I miss you, I'm going to send you off with a special message. Are you ready?
Sure, no worries.
It's the Overlap Show, the Overlap Show. Not each morning, it's the Overlap Show.
Oh, I remember that show. That was at 5:20 in the morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Before we played the Garth Brooks.
Oh God, what was the name of that song?
Good Ride Cowboy.
Good Ride. Well, no, but that was for the Something Show.
Oh, the Something.
That was the Something. The Overlap Show was something that you and Big Daddy did, and you and I did for a long time, and there's different versions of the Overlap Show.
That was the one we played Bang by
AJR?
AJR. They were here. They did it.
Yeah, they were.
They recorded it for me.
Yeah, our own Mike Angelino up and said, hey, can you record this for Al Morgan? Like, oh, I love Al.
Yeah.
And they recorded it.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the Overlap Show. That's totally different. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right. Everybody, get your clothespins out. Put them over your nose. Cowboy Jim's on WIP. Can I help you, sir? Are you lost?
Aloha, John. Hey, listen, I haven't had the internet for about a week. What's been going on? Everyone's still working at WIP?
Well, yep. when you dig a hole that deep, because of your team, you're not going to get internet service.
Oh, well, listen, John, I heard you went on vacation, you got sick 1 week.
That's correct.
Okay, John, okay, maybe you shouldn't go on that Italy trip, because you get sick too often.
it's a shame. That joke sank like a stone. What the hell do you want? Why are you calling me?
Well, I was out here selling roofs. I was making a ton of money out here selling roofs, like Dustin. Anyway, listen, the Cowboys, 4-5, what did I say? Finish strong.
Uh-huh.
And isn't it important to have a backup quarterback? All of a sudden, now it's important to have a backup quarterback.
Yeah, there was a team that won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
And I'll enjoy taking a charter.
Yeah, it's really important to finish strong so that you can watch the playoffs with a full belly.
Mm. Take it.
We lost Howard, but we still have Al. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now wait. So, I mean, in true delusional fashion, like every Cowboys fan,
strong.
like the organization. You are screwing your own draft stock by wanting to win the final 5-6 games?
Everything's looking better, much better now. Next year, we'll be ready to go. We'll be ready to go, John.
Your best player is going to be wearing an Eagles T-shirt under his Cowboy jersey.
I have a request, John. John, I have a request.
Okay.
As for my sideline reporter and for someone to come with me on my charter flight.
Oh, here we go.
Ashlyn, please. Ashlyn Sullivan to do the sideline.
Why?
Reporting.
No, hold
please.
On a minute. Well, Ashlyn would be so grossed out by you. What makes you think she'd want to be in your presence?
Al, tell him. She's a Cowboy Jim fan.
She's not a kid. No. No, I heard all about this. We have trash cans in the studios. The moment they went to commercial break, she was upheaving everything.
No. Well, look, who's going to do the sideline reporting?
Why are you in Hawaii, Jim?
Vacation. What do you think I'm
vacation
in Hawaii
from
for?
What?
Who the hell goes on vacation then calls Jan Janssen?
Well, he had a post on Twitter.
My God.
He's doing the afternoon show.
You're over in Hawaii and you're calling Jan Janssen?
Listen, now, if it was anybody... It was Jim, don't drown out there. If it was anybody other than Cowboy Jim, I'd appreciate it.
My God.
This is what happens. See,
what's wrong with your life? Reassess.
Wait a minute. Is this what's going on here, that there's such delusion by Cowboys fans that even though they were eliminated from the playoffs last week, they're trying to pump their chest for playing the Eagles with a backup quarterback?
I guess.
Is that what's going on here? Oh, my God.
What kind of life does he have? He's in Hawaii and he's calling you.
That's right.
You're jackass.
If it was anybody other than Jim, I'd appreciate that.
What are you doing? Can you imagine telling your girlfriend, yo, you sit on the beach and call Jan Janssen?
Don't insult the caller. Well, it's Jim, so it's all right. Go ahead. But what I love, like, because of the time slot I'm on, I get our good friend Marissa from Tokyo.
Yeah.
Because I'm like her afternoon drive.
Yeah.
I get a great guy by the name of Ben who calls from, I believe it's Perth, from Australia.
Oh, I used to live in Perth.
Yeah.
In Fremantle.
I get a great guy, Seamus, calls me from whether it's Scotland or the Netherlands.
Yeah.
We got a guy from Guam that calls.
Oh, you're big in Guam.
Oh, man. Mike in Summerdale's on WYP. Hey, Mike.
And you get a guy from Somerdale, New Jersey, who calls you. What better is that? You know, come on. What's going on, John, man? Happy holidays to you, buddy. I didn't get a chance to call you the day before Christmas.
No, all good, Mike. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did, man. We just family thing. You know about me, man. I'm all about family. So yeah. As long as my family's happy, smiling, bro, I'm happy and I'm smiling.
Nice. That's cool. All right. Go ahead. Talk to me. What do we got?
So, I'm going to give you my aggravations first. Right, I agree with you, and you know what? I agree with you this time. 4 turnovers, 12 points.
Yeah,
look, that's a problem. When Blankenship intercepted that ball, I said to my father-in-law, "This game's over." Right, I said, "This game's done. Lock it up." Mm-hmm. And they still had another possession. That frustrated me to no end.
Yeah,
the fact that this defense, but you know what? I'm going to give you my aggravations. Is one Jalen. I'm a Jalen guy. I've always supported him. You know that.
What are you because of the hit?
Why are you diving head first, man?
Yeah.
Like, you got the first down. Get down. Why are you diving head first? That's one.
Yeah.
The offense coordinator, Bud, you got to adjust now. You're running up the middle the whole time. They're running that same that A gap run with Saquon in
now,
the middle of the game. I'm like.
Let me jump in here because I want to go to Al and ask Al this. Al, when they were the Eagles decided to do that, and they were just giving the ball to Saquon up the middle, even though Washington last Sunday was stacking the box, so his odds of success were very slim. Was that more of a demonstration of lack of confidence in Kenny Pickett, that they would still run that knowing what the defense was showing?
How many times? Well, I think
Saquon had 150 yards, but he had like 100.
One big run. I mean,
well, he had
big 100, first quarter, yeah.
Right. All his yards were in the first quarter. Two-thirds of his yards were in the first quarter.
I mean, that's how they've been winning games.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're I get to trying to get them to respect the run, but I felt like you need to get off the perimeter a little bit. It felt like they were just constantly do something, a power sweep. I mean, because I've seen them run the sweep with this team with a lead block. Like, I didn't see any of that on Sunday. Like, there was no changes to me. I was upset, but here's where I'm going to say the positives to it. This team's resilient, and they come when there's adversity. They come back and play hard. So I don't expect them defensively to have anywhere near type of a game that they had last week against Washington. And I still believe they have enough with this quarterback, because really, 2 drop passes were not, we'd be 14-1 right now, and that's really the reality to it, and you got to agree with that. So I feel like Pickett can do just enough, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over, to win this football game, and we wrap it up. I got 27-12. Eagles
all right,
East,
no. You have a great day, Mike. I hope you're right. I hope it's as easy as a lot of people make it sound. Now, I just, I am concerned, especially if Kenny Pickett is wearing the extra padding around the ribs. We saw how he was wincing in pain last week. Your ribs aren't going to heal that quickly. And the fact they have the extra padding means it's still an issue.
Yeah, I don't know how I'll be concerned. I mean, to be really honest, is there any situation where they go into the playoffs that you'll feel any different than you would have? You know what I mean?
Like, well,
if I'm assuming when they get to the playoffs, the quarterback's healthy.
No, well, the difference is getting a week off. Like, we know they can't get the one seed, so whole thing's out the window. Yeah. However, if they take care of business on Sunday, essentially they get week 18 off. You're not going to play anybody, any of the starters against the Giants because the game won't have meaning.
But, I mean, does that...
Versus having to play them.
And when you play them and everybody looks good and sharp.
That's how you, but that's more wear and tear. You know what that's like.
But I think this team is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only thing you're saying you don't want to risk, you want no risk, no injury risk last week.
I want as many people off as possible. The two most important players are Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. And then everybody else, you could go AJ and then everybody else. Saquon has already had a career number of touches, and there's still two more games remaining in the regular season plus the playoffs. Obviously, Jalen is in concussion protocol. So if I have the ability to sit him an additional week, I want to do it.
So you actually want him to sit 2 weeks?
Yes. If you've played 16 games.
And then the worry is going to be that he's not sure.
But isn't there always going to be a worry? I would rather take that worry over another.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care what happens. You're going to be worried the first playoff game.
You have to take into consideration as well with Saquon's carries. The reason he has had a career high of carries is because he was injured every single year with the Giants.
Of course.
First year, he's completely healthy.
Of course. But you're going to tell me you don't, at a certain point, you're looking at these numbers like, ooh, I don't know, man. We still got like four more important games to win.
Yeah, but he got paid, you know? And when guys get paid, they become healthier.
Okay. Some do. Saquon's not that kind. Isn't the guy I was about to refer to. But no, I hear what you're saying. But it still worries me because of the career number of touches. All right. Clifford Lentz. I see Steve in Willow Grove, Roger, Josh, everybody else. Gentlemen, stay right there. Got your calls coming up. Also, on the other side, as we hit the top of the hour, one of the segments that I do during my show, Al, every now and then when you're observing something in sports, there's a storyline, you got to insert like a lesson. A lesson needs to be taught.
A lesson.
And I have something called Mr. Johnson's class, where I arrange the classroom. Everybody's got the paper, the number two pencil.
And people are interested.
Every now and then, I have a guest speaker.
Oh.
You are going to be the guest speaker.
Oh, cool.
You don't know what the subject is
no,
yet.
No, I never did.
But I will give you a hint at what it's in reference to.
Okay.
The Eagles head coach almost threw hands with a player on the Washington Commanders on Sunday. And we just learned about it this morning.
Okay.
We'll get all the details on the other side. Stay right there. It's 254.